Got 15?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. We're up to Shir 6, Bechazar, number 1. The Bechina, God willing, will be Monday morning, 9:30. We're going to enter in the classroom. Okay, we'll have Shir Monday, too, but it'll be Monday. So we got to finish, okay? I want you to know everything. Let's get it. We'll repeat it later. Let's go. Shir 6, Bechazar, number 1. What's the three drachim? How to learn the Kamashwana Daf Lamed? In the Gemara, Rashi's Mazma, one of the three. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in Daf Lamed of Manal the following. The Gemara says that there was a sheet in the Gemara that said that Yontif Sheni, a stolen lulav, was kosher. Yes? Bless you, Matthew. You follow me? A stolen lulav on the second day is kosher. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amar who? Amar Shmuel. So Gemara asks Akasha, we got a problem with that. Because what's the Mishnah say? Lulav HaGazel's Pasul, Mashma borrowed his kosher. What's it talking about? If it's talking about Yontif Rishon, you got a problem because it has to be Lachem. So it must be talking about Yontif Sheni. And it says Beferish that a stolen one is what? It's Pasul. So how can you say a stolen one is Pasul on the second day? It says in the Mishnah it's Pasul. How can you say it's kosher? That was the Kasha. What did Gemara say? Lo. No, it didn't say Lo. It said Leolam. In reality, what? It's Yontif Rishon, the Lomit boy comer. Not only what? Not only Shol, which is not yours, but Gezel, I would think, would be good. Why would Gezel be better than Shol? Because Stam Xaliyash Bailin. Kamash Malan, what? Please get it down, Yudin. Kamash Malan, number 1. Rashi says Kamash Malan, that he wasn't Miyayish. Because today he was taken aback. He was terribly surprised. It was stolen from him. Lamaisa, but tomorrow he'll get his strength up together. He'll take him to a Din Torah, go after him. Okay? So the Kamash Malan is there was no Yayush. That's number 1 way to learn. Number 2 way to learn is the following. That Yayush alone is not Koni. You need Yayush plus what? You need Yayush plus Shinu Rishus. And since it was Yayush alone, it does not work. That's number 2 way to learn. And number 3 way to learn is the following. Number 3 way to learn is that, yes, Yayush alone is Kona, but you still will not be Yotze because there's a principle called Mitzvah Ba'Baveira. And even though Yayush alone is Kona, but Mitzvah Ba'Baveira continues afterwards, like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which Rashi himself says Beferish on Laman of the base, on the top. Rashi on Laman of the base speaks out exactly like Rabbeinu Tam's grandson. That even if you hold Yayush Levad is Kona, you still say Mitzvah Ba'Baveira. So those are the three ways to learn the Kamash Malan. Please get that. Rashi says the first of the three. Okay? Which we'll get back to, Lamaisa, now. Here you are, Akiva. Which we'll get back to now that we assume, Halacha Lamaisa, and I want you to get this, that Rava paskins that Stam Yeush is Yeush Bailim. Like who? Like the Chacham. Who's Rava? Rava and Kedushin and Bezim is the same Halaga Amira. Rava paskins like the Chachamim that we paskin Stam Gzeilus Eino Yeush Bailim. Okay? So that's very, very interesting. That might be why motivated Rashi to say what he said. What did Rashi say what he said? What do we say Rashi said? That Yeush what? That he was not Miyayish. Because Stam Yeush, we paskin Chachamim by Gzeilus, not Bailim. There's no Yeush Bailim. We're talking about Gzeilus here, yes? And Rava himself is the one who says what? Even though it's in the parentheses, Rav Amar, but in my ghost of its unim, I have Amar Rava. Whatever it is, it's Rava saying that. So you want to be Rava Lishitasa. So I think that's why Rashi said what he said. I don't think we said the original Shira. Please get that down. He wants to teach you that Stam Zayla the Bayam are not Miyayish. He saw who took it from him. He was taken aback, surprised. He was taken aback, he was surprised. And the Allah is, here the Allah is that you take that, yeah? Well, no, I don't think this is not, yeah, take this one. This is the din. The halacha is that he was taken aback, he was surprised, but he's not Miyayish, because tomorrow we'll gather up strength and get him. That answers number 1. Let's go. Number 2. How do we answer up the kasha of Tosfos Gavi Matzah Shel Tevel? Tosfos asked, why does the Gemara need to dig up a special issur why Matzah Shel Tevel is a problem? Why do you learn out based on the principle of Mitzvah Baba Aveira? What was the special issur? That matzah's only kosher is if what? If it'll develop into what? Chametz. If there's another isser involved in there, halachah here, pass the Dr. Dreisinger. If there's another isser what? Thank you, Matthew. If there's another issa mixed up in there, like Tevel, then you're not Yotze. Why does Gemara need to dig that up? Akiva, why don't you say mitzvah babaver? Tosfos blind by Akasha. What's the answer, Izzy? So what we could say the following. One answer is that maybe Tosfos holds like who? Maybe Tosfos holds like the Ritva, who's quotes Balat, the Ritva quotes other Balat Tosfos. The only say mitzvah babaver by what? By mitzvahs of what? Of Ritzui. That's a very difficult answer, because why? Tosfos in the beginning of the Tosfos said that mitzvah babaver applies to all mitzvahs, even challah. Challah is not Ritzui. That's a difficult answer. Number two is to say that maybe mitzvah babaver only applies what? Maybe mitzvah babaver only applies by what? Only passes only midrabanan. Therefore, you need a drush and a pasim in a Torah. Why is that answer also difficult? Because that was Tosis on daf what? That was Tosis on daf tes. Tosis on daf lamin in the beginning of the Tosis says it's pasim in a Torah. So that answer also is debunked. So those two answers we said in Shir, very, very shvir to say for our own Tosfos. I want you to get this over halach. First answer is difficult because why he said in the previous, he said in the beginning of Tosfos, mitzvah babaver applies even to challah. Challah is not ritzui. That's number one. Number two, he said maybe old mitzvah babaver only passes to rabbanan. What do you mean? In the beginning of the Tosfos, he said beferish not that way. So both those answers are very difficult. So what's the third answer? Maybe you could say like this. I saw yesterday, maybe Tevel, Lamaisa, Tevel's not considered to be mitzvah babaveira. Why not? The Ramban says like this. I want you to get it. He says, Yesh li letaretz, shein betevel din mitzvah babaveira, mineshe biyadol l'sakein. Whoa. You guys better get this. What is biyadol l'sakein? Tevel you can quickly get rid of by doing what? Being mafresh, trumas, and maestras. This stuff is chul and this other stuff is trumas and maestras. So it's not something that's an issue that remains forever. Like the Gemara says in Beya, on daf lamadalim and base, tevel is muchunu etzel Shabbos. Shim over v'sikno mesukan. Okay? You got that? Yeah, in other words, it's not an issue that's permanent, Matthew. You can be mesakin the issue. And to say mitzvah babaveiro has to be an issue that is permanent, not an issue that can be remedied. And tevel is something you can remedy by being mafresh, trumas, and maestras.
What was the phrase in Hebrew?
Yes, biyadol l'sakein. It's in your hand to fix. And he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, a tevel who muchunetzel Shabbos, him tavar v'sikna mesukan. There's a line in the Gemara in Be'ah that says tevel is not muksa. Why is tevel not muksa? Because you can be mafresh it. So if you can be mafresh it, we'd say it's already pre-prepared. What is muksa? The last of preparation on Shabbos, right? Rocks. Why are rocks usher on Shabbos? Because they weren't pre-prepared. So that's the chiddush I want you to get. Those are three answers we gave, and we debunked the first two. We debunked the first two. Okay, Avram, you got this. I'll chazar it over just for you. Number two, how do we answer Tosfos Kasha? Come on, let's get this, Avram. What's the first answer? The first answer you could say that what? That maybe Tosfos answer that Kasha. You could say that the Ritva B'Shem, the other Balei Tosfos. The only same mitzvah of Erev by Ritzui. Why is that difficult? We say because the beginning of the Tosfos supplies mitzvah of Erev to even Challah. Challah is not Ritzui. You got that? So you see that Tosfos widens the scope. What's the second possibility answer we gave? That maybe Tosfos can answer Tosfos on Daf Tes says mitzvah babaveira only passes the Rabbanan. Yes? That's why you need a puzzle by Tevel. You follow me? Why is that answer difficult? Because what did Tosfos say in the beginning of the Tosfos? Then mitzvah babaveira is the Araisa. You follow me? Unless you say like that Slach that says one's going like Shmuel, one's going, but it's within the same Tosfos, remember? You with me, Avram?
Yeah.
And then the third answer we're giving right now is from the Ramban and Pesachim. In the Chidushim, that mitzvah b'aveira is only said by aveira that's permanent. This aveira, tevel, is not permanent. It's biyadol l'sakein. You can be mafresh, trumas, and maestras. The Gemara has a line in Be'ah, on daf lamadal in Be'ah, is that tevel is not muksa on Shabbos. Tevel muchunu etzel Shabbos, shim t'avar v'sikna mesukan. Let's say you're mafresh, trumas, and maestras on Shabbos. Are you allowed to? No, it's an issur d'rabbana of makom b'patish. You're not allowed to be mafresh, trumas, and maestras on Shabbos. What happens if you did? Is it chal? Yes, it's chal. So it's not a permanent issur. You only say mitzvah b'avera on a permanent issur. So that's why you could not say mitzvah b'avera. That's why the Gemara Pesachim had to dig up a drasha. Yes, go ahead, Yehuda, quickly, go ahead.
So we know that Tosfos holds that something only qualifies mitzvah b'avera if if it's enabling you to do the if it's enabling you to do the mitzvah.
Yes.
Like the stolen lulav.
Right. We spoke about this yesterday in the Chazara.
So last time when we looked, when we learned this the first time, Adam and I had a machlokes about whether.
Yeah, we spoke about that yesterday in the Chazara.
So couldn't that also be an answer for Tosos?
No. We spoke about that yesterday. We had a whole shtickle Torah. Why wasn't a steer in the Tisus? I want you to you got to listen. That's what I told you. Listen, did you, Yosef, you put up from Izzy from yesterday?
I didn't get it.
Please put it up. We said there are two tracks. We said there are two tracks of mitzvah ba'aveira. It's exactly what we chazed yesterday. Okay, we said there are two tracks. The aveira enables the mitzvah when it's not be'idna, but when it's be'idna, you say mitzvah ba'aveira if you cannot say asedah halotah say, and that does not need what? That doesn't need enabling. Okay, that was a shtickle Torah. We said a matzik the Tisus. Please listen. Okay. Yehuda, if you miss, you're supposed to listen. Okay, let's go. That answers number what? Number two. Three. What's the story of Anvenachri? Let's go. Donnie, you got me? Let's say over the whole story. Get it clear. The Gemara tells us the following. The Rav Huna told the following Anvenachris. What are Anvenachris? Merchants. I said mistakenly in the Seder to someone that they're from the word Nachri. They're not Jew. They are Jewish. Okay? It's not from that word. Okay? So Rav Huna told the Jewish merchants the following. When you buy hadassim from the goy, I don't want you to buy it from them. I don't want you to cut it. You let them cut it, and then let them give it to you, and then it'll be fine. Because I'll tell you the following. Please get this, Akiva. Stam goyim are gazloni arasaninu, he says. They stole the land from Jewish people. And they stole the land from Jewish people, so you know what? It comes out, when you buy the hadassim from the non-Jews, you don't cut them, let them cut it, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, since tam of the chamar, gazloni araninu, it's going to come out that karkas ain't an exelis, so let them cut it in order to cause a situation that there'll be yeyush in their hands, and therefore, shini rishus l'maisa, in l'maisa will be yeyush and shini rishus. So you start with the Jewish owner, then you start with the goyim that stole it, and then you go with the Jewish merchants. So therefore, what halacha l'maisa, it's going to be fine. So it'll be shin rishus in your hands, and therefore when we buy it, we'll be fine. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Lamaisa. What's the big deal? Sof kol sof Lamaisa, when the goyim pull it, we'll still be okay. Right? When the Jewish guys pull it, we'll still be okay. Who's we? The Jewish customers that buy from Jewish garments. So what does the Gemara say? We just don't care about the Jewish what? We just don't care about the Jewish customers. We also care about the Jewish merchants as well. So therefore, make sure you start with a Jewish goy owner, a Jewish owner of land. The goyim cut it, and the third guy is the Jewish merchant. So they'll be okay as well, because you'll have yeyush and you'll have shini rishus. So then the Gemara asks the following kasha. I don't understand something. Why, when you deal with kinyan exela to go yeyush and shini rishus, there's a shinui maisa? The Gemara says no. You don't need eged. The Gemara says even if you go lulav tzarach eged, it's not permanent. It's retrievable. When you put the eged together, you can take it off and you can unassort them. So the Gemara says, okay, there's no shinu maisa, but there's a shinu shame. What does the Gemara answer? No shinu shame. It's originally called a hat asa, and it's still called a what? It's originally called a what? It's originally called asa. Now it's called oshana. Not true. It's originally called a mikara namila, so we call it oshana, and all these maisa we still call it oshana. So Gemara says that's the end of the story. Lock, stock, and barrel. I want you to get that clore. Just the story and the stages. Kiv, you got it clore? I'm going to say it one more time. Rav Huna directed the Jewish merchants, let the non-Jews cut it off, the hadassim, and let them give it to you. And therefore that'll be yeyush and shini rishus. The Jewish owner for the spears on it, and the shini rishus by the third guy. So then the Gemara asked, but we're Jewish customers. So let the Jewish merchants cut off. The Jewish customers will be shinu rishus by us. Gemara says, you're right. That would be fine. But we care about the Jewish merchants that when they shake their own lulav, we want them to be okay. So therefore, they cannot cut it. You need the non-Jews to cut it and then the Jewish merchants. And that's what he says. And the Gemara says, that causes yeyush and shinu rishus. Why don't you say it causes what? Why don't you forget about yeyush and shinu rishus? Go with shinu maisa. Shinu maisa is retrievable because the eged. Shinu hashem, because there's no shinu hashem. It always is called a what? It's always called the Asa. It's always called the Asa. It was always called the Oshana, rather, and therefore there's no problem. So that answers number one. That answers number three. Please get the old Shaka Vitaria there, too. We just said it over. Please get the story. A lot of people feel this Gemara is hard. It's not hard when you chazer it over many times and you have it in your mind, okay? Many people get stuck with it. Gemara Merubah, Perek Merubah is very hard with Kinyan Gzeirah. It is hard. But if you chazard over, you understand it's not that hard. That's three. Four. How is it mutter to buy a stolen object from someone? That's what the Gemara is saying in the story. It's promoting the Gemara's whole assumption is you're buying something stolen from someone. You're not allowed to, you know, like you're a fence, right? That's the English word. You're not allowed to be a fence. Not allowed to buy stolen property if you know it's stolen. It's illegal in America, I think. If you know it, if they can prove that it's stolen. How could this go on? How could you understand this whole story? The Rashba asked this kash in the Tshuvas. The Rashba in Chelekasim, tough, kuf samach, ches, frek the kash, he says, how's it mutter for the Anachrim to buy this from the Goyim? They stole it from Jewish-owned property. It's a great kasha. So the Rashba says, very important line. We don't know slam dunk. We do not know slam dunk that it was stolen from Jewish-owned land. You don't know. And since you don't know, it's only a suffix. We're not chayshish for this. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, therefore he presented the whole story the following. Do this chain. Let them cut it, buy it from them, and then you sell it to the Jewish customers. Because I want to make sure the Jewish customers are okay. I want to make sure the Jewish merchants are okay. But how are you promoting the Jewish merchants on Menachri to buy it from these guys? They stole it. I don't know they stole it. It's a suffix. And therefore, on the side that it's a suffix, I want to make sure we'll be okay and be yoitz in the mitzvah. Jacob, you got me? It's not vada, it's a suffix. Okay? We didn't, that's why, even though we thought these dinim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, remember we said that they're Pnei Yoshua Pilpels, why these dinim are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch? I shouldn't say Shulchan Aruch, I want to fix this. That's why Chazar is good. Lamai is always good. The Riff and the Ram and the Rush and the Tur don't quote it. The Beis Yosef don't quote it. But we wanted to say it wasn't Shulchan Aruch. Remember we found in Shulchan Aruch? But the Rishonim don't quote it. Beis Yosef doesn't quote it. The bottom line is that Lamaisa, it's very possible to say that we're dealing with a situation. Again, he was suggesting to them. He was suggesting to them. So it wasn't a Vadai case that it was stolen. Okay, that's number what? That's number four. Five. Why is the whole story of Anvanachri by Hadassim? Let's get it. Yonatan, you have the kasha? You have the questions? Five. Why was this only by Hadassim? Asa Zahadas. Why wasn't the story said by all the Arba Minim? So we said the Aruch HaNer had a very nice pshat, and that was that a lulav and a nesrog, there's no chiddush that goyim need to what? Cut it off. Obviously. Because there's no shinu hashem. After you cut them, the name is the same. So therefore there is no chiddush that the nachrim have to cut it off. Halacha l'maisa. Because there's no shinu hashem. Obviously there's no shinu hashem. It's called a lulav, it's called a nesrog, while it's mechubra as well. But a hadas, you can ask such a kasha, maybe it's a shinu hashem. Therefore Rav Huna said, Rav Huna directed them and said, I want you to cut it. I want you to force the situation of Yehush and Shinu Rishus. I don't want you to get involved in Shinu Hashem. Because it's not really a Shinu Hashem. Because it was called that or Hoshana. It's always called Hoshana. But it's not so Pashat. Lulav and Esrog is a double Pashat that you have to do it this way. So he didn't need to direct them by a Lulav and Esrog. Obviously, this is the way you got to do it by Lulav and Esrog. What about Aravos? Aravos are always Hefker. Aravos are always Hefker, Ulamaisa. You don't need them to do anything. No one buys and sells them. They get them off the. Everyone just grabs them, you know, in the hefker. Remember we said for the Minchas Chinuch that l'chachila d'yarais, they have it by swamps? Arve Nachal? Remember if Shekhar said he doesn't know why someone didn't make a business of what? L'chachila d'yarais, arabas d'yardavka by swamps? You make a fortune with it. No one's still done it. Our entrepreneur, Sai Sims. I'll give you 6 credits now, right? Done. 2 6 credit A, Donnie, you're done. Okay, you got it. 6 credits, Sai Sims. We just did it. Yeah, exactly. Toyer Lamada, we just got 6 credits. Okay, you got me? Entrepreneur. But Lamaisa, there's no reason to buy Aravos. By Aravos, Lamaisa, Hefker Velt, no reason to buy and sell them at all. That's why it doesn't come up with the whole story. But I want you to know there is a Lechachili Rice, they buy Aravos by a swamp. Lamaisa, that's a Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, that answers number what? 5, 6. What do we say by Gezalakim, the whole story? This is an amazing story. And especially we paskin. There's a machlokes tanoim and then a baba kama, whether you could steal from a goy or not. We paskin, of course, like the Tana, Gezalakim is usher. So what's going on here in the whole story here? It's a pella, no? It's a very big pella. We say that the goyim stole the karka, lamaisa, from Jews. Right? The goyim stole the karka from Jews. And the Riyaz says the same thing. Rashi, the Riyaz say the same thing. But they say, oh, if it's a goyish land, nothing to worry about. We assume it's fine, and therefore no problem at all. Rabbeinu Yerucham says the whole thing also. So the three we've shown him, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yerucham, And who else? The Rashi, Riaz, and Rabbi Ruchim. So the whole story is a big problem because it might have been what? Might have been Jewish-owned field that the Goyim stole. Who cares whether it was a Jewish-owned field? Maybe it's a Goyish-owned field and a Goy stole from a Goy. Right? Remember, we were bothered by that. Why do all the Rishonim put it in line with the what? Let's get it down, Matthew. You follow me? Why do they always pull it in line with a Jewish-owned field? We passing Gezel Akim is Usser. It's a very big pellet. So we said the following. Even Rav Huna himself, Rav Huna, the Baal member, the whole story, Paskin's Gezel Akim is Usser and Baba Kama. So we said the following. It's a bit of a Chiddush, but we wanted the Taina that Rashi in Sanhedrin holds. I don't know how this fits in with Rav Huna, but Rashi in Sanhedrin holds Gezel Akim is Mutter. The only reason why it's Usser is because it's Chil Hashem. And in our story, there's no Chil Hashem. Because the Avanachri Lamaisa, the Gazlan himself was the Goy, said to them, take it. So you're taking it from the Gazlan. So that's not considered to be a problem of Gezel Akim. The Goy stole it from a Goy, and you're buying it from the Jew. You're buying it from the Goy who stole from another Goy. So that there's no sense of Chil Hashem in that case, because a Goy already took it from another Goy. This is what the Pshat, one Pshat that we said, get this please, the Tshuva Shara Ephraim. But then we said the Shara Melech, according to Sefer Yom HaTrua, a stunning Chiddush, that even if you hold Gezel Akim is Usser, but Yeush Levad is Konan. Yeush Levad is Konan. So therefore you have to set up the whole Gemara differently. And what did our Gemara say? Yeush and Shinu Rishus. So you must say it was what? Jewish owned land. Because if it was Goyish owned land, Gezel Akim is Usser, but Yeush alone is Konan. Okay, that's a Rashi sheet. The Shara Melech quotes the Sefer Yom Truah, says a stunning Chiddush. And the Chassam Sofer quotes from the Aruch that the Gir says Rava. Who's Rava instead of Rav Huna? If you have Rav instead of Rav Huna, Rav holds Gezel Akim as Mutter. Wow. So if you hold Gezel Akim as Mutter, that's why you had to establish the Gemara, talking about you stole it from Yisrael. The truth is also, even if you hold it's Gezel Akim as Usser, the Magen Avraham said there's no problem of what? Mitzvah Bav Aveir. Unbelievable Magen Avraham, I want you to get that. Even if you hold Gezel Akim as Usser, there's no Mitzvah Bav Aveir. Why is there no Mitzvah Bav Aveir? Because there's no Hashavah Zagzela to a Goy. There's no Mitzvah Hashavah Zagzela. It's an issue to steal, but there's no constant Aveira going on. You got to return it. You understand what I'm saying? So even if you hold Gezel Akim as Usser, it's not a mitzvah bar by Aveira, because there's no Chiyuv Hashava. But you know what? We're going to chazer this question over, but I want you to get the Rashba. Rashba throws his hands up there in the Chuvas. He says, I don't understand Rashi. The whole thing is Lav Dafka. The Gemara does not have to be talking about a case of a Jewish owned land. Could be a Goyish owned land as well. So let's chazer this question. Let's get it, guys. Number one, we said, why does it have to be a what? Why do you set up Rashi, Riaz, Rabbeinu Ruchim, that it's a Jewish-owned land? Let it be a Goyish-owned land. Gezel Akim is Usser. Machlokes Tanoim. So we said the following. We said that Rashi is a stunning Chiddush, that Gezel Akim is Mutter. The only reason why it's Chil Hashem that it's Usser. And in this case, there's no Chil Hashem. That won't work well within Rav Huna, we said, because Rav Huna himself holds Gezel Akim is Usser. But nonetheless, that's one shot. The Shara Melech, in the name of the Sefer Yom Truah, says, no. You hold Gezel Akim is Usser, but Yeush alone is Kona. Our Gemara says you need Yeush and Shinu Rishu, so it won't fit. So that's why you need to say that it's talking about a Jewish-owned land. What's the third pshat, Matthew? That what? The third pshat is that it's Rava. Rava holds Gezel Akim is Mutter. So they're obviously... The Chassam Sofer quotes from the Aruch that the Gir says Rava. And then the last two Nakudas, the Magen Avraham says, even if you hold Gezel Akim is Usser, you don't say Mitzvah Baba Veira. There's no Mitzvah Baba Veira. So there's no mitzvah baba veira, so therefore there's really what? There's really nothing to talk about, halacha lamaisa, so that, you know, what's the problem? So what, Gezel Akim is Usser? But it's not going to pinch upon my mitzvah. And the reason why we're saying there's no mitzvah baba veira, because there's no mitzvah to return it by a goy if you stole from a goy. And the last shot is the Rashba says, you're right. Throws his hands up there, he says, doesn't understand Rashi. Rashi's really lav dafka. It doesn't make a difference if you steal from a Jewish owned land or it's a Goyish owned land. Doesn't make a bit of a difference. Okay, please get those, all those Nakudas. Yes, Avram, and then Matthew, real quick, go ahead.
What was the second answer?
The second answer is from the Sefer Yom HaTrua that in a Hanami, Gezel Akim is Usser, but even if you know Gezel Akim is Usser, Avram, Yeush alone is Kona. Yeush Kedi is Kona. And that doesn't fit the Gemara. Because the Gemara stood on its head to say you need a sinner of Yeush and Shinu Rishus. So obviously this Gemara is holding Yeush alone, is not Kona. Okay?
And what would be the problem of Gezel Akim? The Jew is buying it from the Nazi.
What'd you say?
What's the problem of...
Because the whole Gemara said, please be careful, don't cut it off. Don't cut it off. You guys don't cut it off yourself. If it's Goyish on land, it's also us, sir. Rav Huna's whole admission to them, admonition rather, to them was that please don't cut it off. What's the big deal? If it's goyish only, but guess what? Hakam is usher. So it's the same problem. So why does Rashi or Ben Yeruchim Riyah stand on their head and say it's Jewish owned property? Maybe they stole it. What do you have to say that? Guess what? Hakam is also usher. And the Rashi Taka says that at the end of the day. He says the whole thing's lavd afka. Yes, Matthew. Real quick, go ahead.
Is for the first answer the Shar for Aim, is that saying that the Isser of Gezel Akum is on the Gavra? Because
no, he's saying Rashi is really passing Gezel Akum is really mutter. It's just a Chil Hashem. If you dig up a scenario where it's not Chil Hashem, it's mutter to steal from them. Okay, that's what Rashi sheet is. We passing not that way. Chas v'shalom. Gezel Zak was Usser. What did I mention at that time? Should chaz that as well. What does Gemara say? We passing Shulchan Aruch Gezel Akum was Usser, but Tos Akum. If a non-Jewish fellow at the cashier in the grocery store gives you an extra $100, it's mutter to keep. But what? What do we say from the Bir Agola? He said he thought saw a lot of Yidim through Tolzak and become millionaires. They all went busted. They all went Chapter 11. You should cause a create Kiddush Hashem and give that money back. Give that money back to the cashier, to the manager of the store. So you create a Kiddush Hashem. Never you should abuse, say, Tolzak. Right? We have to be ethical and We spoke about that in the first semester in the Musa Shmuz, in the Drasha, about the Tochel Kebara being Emes, that the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. He only reflects Emes. He doesn't reflect Sheker. The mirror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That's how that's his seal. So we have to make sure that we're never involved with that. Halacha L'mais, make sure that we're always Emes, okay? We have to make sure that we don't take advantage of that. You know, it's like the guy that, you know, there's a famous story told. Quickly, I'll tell you the story. Famous, very wealthy man. You know, when he has a business meeting, Lamaisa, he makes sure he has Chol Yisrael, you know, and he makes sure that Chol Yisrael, no, you know, but then, and then when they get in the meeting, someone says, they start talking about something in business. Someone says, maybe it's not right, you know what I mean? He says, what? Business is business. That's his response. Rebbeinu Shalom, you're Machman Chol Yisrael, and therefore when there's no concept of Chol Yisrael. The whole din of it, you know, it goes out the window. That's not what a Ben Torah is. And that's what we have to try to reflect. Okay? All right, very good. That answers is what? Six. That answers number what?
Six.
Let's go. Seven. What's a machlokes shown by Yeush Bekarka? Let's get it. There is a very interesting concept called Yeush. What Yeush is the way the Rav Zatzal said it, and his father, Rav Moshe Zatzal said it, is that the Yeush is showing despair. Vavaili chisar and kiss, the Gemara writes above Mitzvah. Second paragraph. The guy shows, he says, Rachmana Litzlan, he lost all this money. It's a terrible thing. And he says he's never going to get it back. Yeah, what Yeush is, it's mashlin the shame of it. That's the way the Rav formulated. It completes the shame of it. There's like strings attached to a lost object, a lost money. And when you show this to spirits, mashlin the shame of it. That's how they're magdarin. Now, Lamaisa. Does this concept apply to real estate of Yeush? So that's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Please get it. The Agos Mamonia, Rov Rishonim, hold. Rashi, Tosis in our Sugya, the Rambam, the Rashba, Rov Rishonim say Yeush does not work by real estate. Yeush ain't a moel bekarka, plain and simple. Izzy, you got me? Let's get that. And the Agos Mamonios in Gzela Pirik Cheselach Yedalit says, that this is a machlokes in the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli holds Ein Yeush Kona by Karka, and the Yushalmi says Yeush is Kona by Karka. But there is one Tyson Shas in Baba Basra on Daf Memdal and Manav Dirmaskal Davka that says Yeush works on Karka. There is one Tyson that says Yeush works on Karka. Baba Basra, Memdal and Manav Dirmaskal Davka. Now I want you to get this. Please get it. Whenever there's a machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, we hold 98% of the time, like the Bavli. Why? Later. So we said over. The Rif in the end of Erevin, the last stop there, Rif in Erevin says that Bavli, the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara Bavli was written after the Gemara Yushalmi. And you always go Paskin Baslan the Basroi, the later one, because they had the Yushalmi Shitas in front of them, and they still said against them. So you go with Halacha Kebasroi, that's number one. Rabbi Chana gives a different Svara in his Kutcher Sof from Chelik Beis. He says that Rove, all the Chachamim in the Olam were sitting there in Bavel at that time. And therefore it says the din of the Beis Din HaGadol. Even though they weren't physically sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis Din HaGadol in Yushalayim, but when the yeshivas were in Bavel, those were the Chachamim Yisrael, and the Yushalmi, they were in the Yushalmi, so they were more dispersed. with Rabbi Yochanan or Shlokish of Elazar, and therefore they did not have the status of Rov Chachmei Yisrael being Lishus Zagazis, and therefore Bavli Yusham, you always go like the Bavli because there's the status of the Beis Din Gadol. That's a different beer why you go against Bavli against Yusham. Yes, Avram. Mem Dalad Amar Aleph Baba Basra. Mem Dalad Amar Baba Basra Maskal Davka. Okay, that answer 7. 8. Let's go. What are the two svaras for the Shita that says Ein Yehush Bekarka? I want you guys to know this. Think about it. You guys, a guy owns a big parking lot in the middle of Manhattan. Why should Yehush not work on Karka? Why not? That's Karka or a big piece of real estate. So let's get it. So the first svara that we said, please get it, it's from the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua. Yeah, we'll get to it. First was the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua said that a karka is never stolen. Why is karka never stolen? Because it never leaves the Rishus of the Goslin, right? Unless you're King Kong, you can't pick it up. Right? Remember we said that? Stays in the same place. So the Baalim are never misyayish. Just like they're never misyayish from the money of a certain chefsa. Even though they might think they'll never get the object back that was stolen, but they're not, they don't give up hope about the money. Karka is right in your face. So there's an anetzadi, no one's ever mochel the gufa karka. It's right there, every single moment. That's why karka ain't any zealous, and that's why ain't yeush bekarka. Is you got me? That's the first svar, why ain't yeush bekarka. Because it's always in your face. You can't pick it up and move it. Guys never miss yaish from it. Then the second beer is what Matthew said from the Nesivus B'Shem, the Ramban. The Ramban is a gigantic Kiddush. The Rav Ron Saishita once was Masbir, very beautifully. That the Ramban in the Mechamas and Bab Metzia says, you cannot have Yehush Pershus. If you have your wallet, and it's missing, but it's in your domain, then Yehush by definition can't work. It's in your domain. Yehush only works when it's physically not in your domain. Yehush does not work Pershuso. Plain and simple. That's the Ramban's stunning Chiddush in Bab Metzia. It's a beautiful Svara. So then the Nesivus says the same thing. Karka, by definition, never can leave your Rishus, halachically. So since Karka can never leave your Rishus halachically, therefore Yehush does not work. Okay, that's the what, that's the two svaras, that's number 8. Okay, let's go number 9. What is the ofen? What is the manner? Afilu ledeyesh yisovrein Yehush bekarka? Eich Yehush moel bekarka tenis kol mahalach. Here we said the following. 1 second, Matthew. Let's go a little bit vital. Okay, number 9. What is the manner that even according to the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, that saying Ein Yehush Bekarka? Well, how does it work, Bekarka? Is there any scenario? So we said yes. Please get it. The scenario works is the following. It's called Nishtaku Shem Bailin. That's what Tysus said, the big Tysus. Hope if you guys hazarded today. Nishtaku Shem Bailin. Meaning that it is, became so foregone. No one remembers who owns this piece of real estate. No one knows who the parking lot is in Manhattan. No one knows who the acres of land it is. We've totally forgotten who it is. Let's say the guy's screaming there and screaming. It doesn't make a difference. We don't know who the guy is. It's like he lost his boat in the sea. It's like a guy screaming, he's not me, Yash, and his boat in the sea. Yash, Koyach. We feel bad for you. You could scream from today until tomorrow, but your yacht is sinking. No one's going to ever get to get back for you. Okay? So you could scream from today until tomorrow. So Nishtaku Shem Bailim is what? Yehush works. Even according to Rov Rishonim, that Yehush does not work on Karka, Nishtaku means forgotten. Shem Bailim, Yehush works. Plug in with the Svar. What is the Svar? So let's get it. What is the Svar? The Svar is like this. Plug it in. Number one, according to the Pnei Yoshua, there's an Anan Sahadi that he was Messiahish. I mean, if the guy hasn't been here for 60 years, of course he's Messiahish. No one's going to believe the guy. The guy never heard of him. No one's ever heard of him in the town. Comes and says that's his parking lot in the middle of Manhattan. Come on. No one even knows the guy. So there's an Anan Sahadi who's Messiahish. That's number one. And how do you plug it in according to the Nesivus? We assume it's no longer in his domain. And then we said from the Trumas Akri. What was the Trumas Akri? You remember that? It becomes like Zuto Sholyam. What's Zuto Sholyam?
Washed away.
It's mamish washed away like in a hurricane, right? So if it's a hurricane, it's a zutel shoyam, it's automatic yeush. And therefore it's considered to be what it is. You don't need yeush bailin. It's an automatic, it's like automatic hefker. Okay? What's it called? A hurricane, what's the other thing called? Tsunami. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. You had a question, Matthew, real quick.
So about Yesh, Rabbi, does Yesh only come into play when there's no way to trace it back to the owner? Like, if a guy's gone for 100 years, but someone has the deed to the property, then it's their property. It doesn't matter how.
Well, if he has a deed, we're talking about in case he has no star.
So I'm saying, exactly. So Yesh is only when there's no.
There's no other way to be able for him to get it. Absolutely. Yeah. Very good. Okay, let's go. That answers number what? 9, 10. Why is Karkain an Exelis? And what's the din legabi Isser Gzela Bekarka and Megam Kosha? Belav Achi Lo Yikta Tzarach Shini Rishus. Okay. Why is Karkain an Exelis? Because it doesn't move. We just said it. You can't pick it up and move it. It stays the same place. Unless you're King Kong, you cannot move it. Karkain an Exelis. That's the bottom line. But is there an Isser of Gzela? So the Ramban points out, yes. The Ramban points out, you're right, you cannot make kinyanim on karka to steal it. There's no unilateral kinyanim of gzeil on karka, but there still is an isser lav. That's the Ramban shita, and Tysus argues about Metzia, and he says karka and exelis means there's no isser lav either. Okay, none at all. So please get that. We always try to determine between the mamon and the isser, and it's a machloikis. Okay? Now, what is this last nakuda in the question? So the Svasem has said a beautiful hara. Rashi. And Dibra Maskava Karka points out what, Avram? That Karka is not an exelis b'shum yeyush. Right? Remember that, Rashi? Rashi, and I think it's the top of Laman and Beis. He says, Rashi says, Karka is never acquired with any yeyush at all, one whatsoever. Frek the Svasemis, even if yeyush would work, you still need shinui what? Rishus. It's a great kasha, the Svasemis asks. Rashi makes this whole big deal that no way b'shum yeyush is Karka. Even if it was, you still need shinui rishus. So he said an amazing answer. Please get this. He said like this. He said, Yeush alone does not work. Why not? Why is Yeush Kedi Lokona? Remember the phrase we said? Because Isura Asli Yade. When you stole that wallet, what's the din? He was Miyash only afterwards. When it came in your hand, it's an Isser. Be Isura Asli Yade, is he? So if it's Be Isura Asli Yade, Karka, we assume a guy is Miyash from it. So it's beheter asal yadik, because you can never move karka. So therefore, since karka is always in the owner's ownership, yeush never works, because it's adayin b'shuso. And therefore, whoever cuts it is over to yisur. So basically, what he's saying is as follows. What he's saying is that yeush is never yeush. What does he say, Rashi says? That a karka is never nikness legazel with any yeush. Mashma, that if it was, it would work. What was the Sfasem and Zakasha? Yun Yeush and Shin Rishus. The answer is like this. The answer is that the bottom line is that when it comes to what? Shin Rishus, you'll never have Shin Rishus by what? You never have Shin Rishus by Karka, because it always stays in the guy's original ownership. So it's always going to be a Surah Saliyade. So that's what the Svasema says, asks on Rashi. Rashi says, there'll be no Yeush. Even if there was Yeush, you need Shinu Rishus. The answer is no, Shinu Rishus doesn't exist. You can't have Shinu Rishus. And therefore, Yeush Lamaisa doesn't work because it's always still Bershuso. So therefore, never will you have Shinu Rishus, and therefore you'll never have Yeush. Because Yeush Bershuso is what? Like the Nesivus, never works. So you're back to be seeing Asur Asayade. So what Rashi says makes a lot of sense. Don't ask me a kash, oh, and there'll also be Shin Rishus. There's no Shin Rishus. Not only is there no Shin Rishus, there's no Yeush, and there always remains a problem of Surah Saliyadeh. Okay? That's the Kiddush we got with the what? With the Svasemis. Okay, that answers number what? Yeah. That answers 10, 11. Why does our Harho Gemara, Donnie, you with me? Mm-hmm. Why does Harho Gemara, let's get this. Okay, number 11. Let's go, Donnie. Come on, 11. Let's wake up. Number 11, you got me? Let's go. You got it? I know you're tired. Number 11. What's 11? 11 is, why does our Gemara never mention anything about Mitzvah Baba Vera? The whole story never comes up once. The phrase of Mitzvah Baba Vera, Yehuda, you got me? You getting this down? Why does Gemara leave alone Mitzvah Baba Vera? It's a great kasha. So please get this. So the Balamor says, I'll tell you like this. The Balamor says, you know what it's a riot for? Let's get it, Donnie. Number 11. The Baal HaMor says, it's a raya that we don't hold the mitzvah baba avera. The fact that the Gemara never mentions it, Yehuda, please get this down. The technology, get rid of the technology. Mitzvah baba avera does not exist. And the Gemara is a raya for the Gemara never brings it up once. We're known, mitzvah baba avera does not exist. That's number one. Please get it. That's what the Balaam. Okay, let's see. Well, what you say that is all the Arba Minim is. All the Arba Minim. First day, all the Arba Minim. All the Arba Minim.
Why haven't we just said that?
He says, he holds like Shmuel. Shmuel says, remember we had one theory in Shmuel that mitzvah b'avayim, we had one day in Yerushalmi. Okay, that's, one sec, that's number one. One sec, that's number one. Number one is we don't hold like mitzvah b'avayim, because if there was mitzvah b'avayim, what would it help the Shinui? We would still ask if it's a mitzvah b'avayim, according to who? According to the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so it must be that we don't hold the mitzvah b'avayim, that's number one. Comes along the Ramban, please get it. The Ramban rejects the Rabbah Amor. He says, we're talking about karka, Jewish-owned karka is very uncommon, and it's just a suffix. It's a suffix that was Jewish-owned karka. When you talk about sveikas, don't give me mitzvah bab aveir. Mitzvah bab aveir is only known with certitude that there was an aveir. I, the Gemara, asks shinui makom, shinui maisa, shinui makom. What does the Gemara mean? To make it lachem. That's all the Gemara means, to make it lachem. But it doesn't necessarily, you might get the impression from the Gemara that it's aveir. Vare, it's not a vare aveir. We're just saying, on that side of be lachem. But this is a second shot. Please get this, okay? Again, the first shot of Baal HaMor, the reason why our Gemara doesn't mention Mitzvah Bava Veira is because why we don't hold it. That's number one. Number two is the Ramban rejects and says that Mitzvah Bava Veira Lamais is inappropriate in our Sugi because we don't know for sure it's a Jewish owned land. Number three, Lamais, please get this, is a possibility. Number three, and that is, this is the sheet of the Tysus Lamaisa. Tysus Dimaska Akani Beish in the Ritva, which they said a big Kiddush, is that Mitzvah Baba Avera, okay? Mitzvah Baba Avera does not apply after you make a Kinyan.
Which is the
Reshita, correct?
Who says
this? This is the written Tysus. The Mitzvah Baba Avera is inappropriate Lamaisa because once you made the Kinyan, you cannot say Mitzvah Baba Avera.
What would be the problem with Mitzvah Baba Avera?
You wouldn't be Yotzei.
Since the non-Jew stole it, it should still be a
Bavera. Yeah, it's from an Avera. It's from an Avera, Lamaisa. You stole it from a what? You stole it from the Mitzvah Bavera continues afterwards. Two points. It continues. There's two Nakudas we're assuming, Avram. Number one, it continues after the Kinyan. Number two, it applies, which is the last answer. Once you get now the Svasemis, then maybe you hold like the Orchos Chaim and the Svasemis, that Mitzvah Bavera is not by the next guy. You only say it by the Goslin. You don't pass it on to the next guy. So to summarize this answer, please get it. Why is Mitzvah Bavera absent from this whole story? Number one, maybe we don't hold the Mitzvah Bavera. That's Rav Huna holds like Shmuel. Maybe. If you hold, that's Pshat and Shmuel. And like that day in Yushami. Number two, the Ramban says it's not a pro Mitzvah Bavera because it's a suffix whether it was really stealing. You only see Mitzvah Bavera when there's a for sure that it was an Avera. Number three is the Ritva and Tysus that say what Mitzvah Bavera is only said what? When it's Messiahu in the Kinyan, not afterwards. They don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. So if they don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa, then you're not going to say Mitzvah Bavera. It's going to continue. And number four, what's number four? Then maybe you don't say it, you only say Mitzvah Bavera by the Gazan. If you pass on another guy, you don't carry with the Mitzvah Bavera. Even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't hold it, carries on. Okay, please get that. Halacha Lamaisa. That's all, that's, I think it was four different answers we said. Okay, please get it. That answer number 11. 12. What do we say regarding the Bracha, that even if you're Kohen B'Yeish, there's no problem Mitzvah Bava Veira, but there is a problem in the Bracha. I mean, if I'm of the Ri's opinion, don't bother me. The Ri says Mitzvah Bava Veira does not continue after a Kinyan, correct? But like out of the Bracha, it does. So we said a very important Nakuda here in this story. Very important. And that is the following. It could very well be, in many Gedol Achronim, including the Marsha, asked the Kashi, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara seems to imply that with this whole story, the Arba Minim are fine. And I could even say a Bracha on it. You could even say a bracha on it? What do you mean you could even say a bracha? We learned yesterday that Mitzvah Bava Veira can continue vis-a-vis the bracha, even if you're of the Ri's opinion. It's a great kasha. We never found anywhere in our Gemara that said, oh, you can't say a bracha on it. It's a great kasha. Please get that. That's what the Marshal asks. So we said like this. Please get it. We said the following answer. The Marshal says an amazing pshat. You know what he says? In a Hanami. You can't say a bracha on it. All you can do is shake it to be yotz of the mitzvah, but not a bracha. Amazing. Comes along the Magen of Ram, and he says no. He says if you're kona with a shinui maisa, you can't say a bracha. But if you're kona with shinui hashem, then you can say a bracha. Shinui hashem is more powerful than shinui maisa. That's the second shot.
Who was that?
That was the Magen of Ram, and then
you
we have
bracha with shinui maisa.
Shinui Maisa does not allow you, but Shinui Shem does. This is Shinui Shem.
Does the Magen Avraham hold that if you make Kenya with Shinui Maisa, even though you don't say Bracha, you're still Yotze?
Yeah, definitely still Yotze. Definitely still Yotze. Definitely. We're going like the Riza Pin. We're holding up the Riza Pin. Okay, two other Pshatim, please get it down. The Chok Yankiv. You remember the Chok Yankiv? Chok Yaakov said it's only when it's Vada Gezel. But since it's not Vada Gezel, I'm not Machri Legabi the Bracha. Even Legabi the Bracha, it's only Machri Legabi the Bracha when it's a Vada. But here it's a Sofik. And then the last pshat is from the Eliyahu Rabbah. And this is a very interesting pshat of the Eliyahu Rabbah, because the whole Gemara's kavana was to ask on Rav Huna, why did Rav Huna say that through the Goyim cutting it, it's a Shinui Rishus in our hands? Why didn't he just tell them that it would be a Shinui, the Gemara asks, why did you just do a Shinui Hashem or Shinui Maisa? If the kavana of Rav Huna was to tell them, you don't cut it yourself, so you won't be Gazlanim, why didn't you say to them the Feirish? Why do you have to say, and not say to them, Mitam Shinui Rishus? Why can't you just say to them the Feirish, don't cut it so you won't be Gazlanim? That's all the Gemara meant. So how does that answer the Kasha? In other words, the Gemara really wasn't speaking to whether you could be Yotzu this Lulav and say a Bracha on it. The Gemara was just focusing on what did he give them Musar about? Or I shouldn't say Musar, but why did he give them directions in that way? That's all the Gemara was asking. Why does the Gemara say, oh, make sure it's a Shinui Rishus? The Gemara asks, why did you just say there's a Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa? If the Kavanah of Ahunu was not to make sure that they're not Gazlan, he should have just said to them a Feirish. The Gemara was really just testing the waters. Why was he focused on Yiddish and Shinui Rishus and not Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa? The Gemara wasn't talking about whether you'd be Yotze or not. Maybe in a Hanami wouldn't even be Yotze. I don't know. Maybe yes or not. You know what I mean? It's a bit of a Chiddush, Lamaisa. It's a bit of a Chiddush to read the Gemara like that. That he wasn't really talking about with them being Yotze the Mitzvah. Why do you think that that's difficult? Why do you think that that's difficult, that pshat? Why do you think that pshat is difficult? Because where do you see in the line of the Gemara that he cared about them in Yotze? Because he said about the customers. We're fine, we're the fourth ones. No, I not only do I care about the customers, I care about what? I care about the merchants too as well. So you see from the Gemara, it wasn't just Stam, they were testing the waters. No, why do you say this way to have Kinyan Exhale and not the other way? He was interested in making sure the Yotze in the Mitzvah. But that's what if you take the Gemara like the El Rabbah, then the Nechanami. Maybe you're not Yotze, maybe you don't say a Bracha. Maybe you're Yotze, I would just fix it like this. Maybe you're Yotze, but in a Chanami you couldn't say a Bracha. It's kind of like the Pshat of the Marsha. The fourth Pshat is kind of like the Pshat of the Marsha. So Chazar over this answer. What's this answer saying? Number one, what? In a Chanami, they're Yotze without a Bracha. Maybe the first and fourth of the Gemara was maybe saying that as well. And the second and third Pshat was what? What's the second and third Pshat? The Magen Avraham says what? That with a Shinui Maisa you can't say a Shinui Shem, you can't say a Shinui Shem. And the last Pshat of Chol Yankov was what? That a beautiful pshat, that if it's in the case of a suffix, Lamaisa, it's no big deal. Even a brach will allow. Okay, that answers number what? 12. 13, guys, let's go. What's a machlokes rash barayvit? Follow this. What's a machlokes rash barayvit, legabiyesh, and shin rishus, legamri or not? Let's get it. Amazing thing, remember I was telling you, I was showing a few fellows in the Kalyan about this, Jared and his chavrusa, Jake Steinmetz. Very fine fellows. They were not aware of this. Not so many people are aware of this. It's machlokes. I want you to get it. When you steal something, God forbid, and there's Yehush and Shin Rishus, the Rashman Baba Kama Kufiya Dalmav quotes a Ravid that says, if you, let's say Reuven steals, Dovi steals from Yosef, and he gives it to me. What's the din? So he's Yehush and Shin Rishus by me. I'm the third party. Yes?
Kona.
Dovi took her up. Yeah, sure, I'm Kona. But let's say, and this is very, very fascinating. Let's say Yosef comes over to me and he says, Rebbe, I'd like the object back that was stolen. I say to Yosef, you know, there was Yerush Shin Rishus. It's really mine. So the Ravid has a stunning Chiddush. And the Chiddush is that Yosef offers me cash, I have to give him the object back. So I want you to get that. Even with Yerush Shin Rishus, if the guy who got stolen from goes after the third party, and says, I want that item back, I'll give you cash, you must give him the item back. Please get that down. That's the sheet of the Ravid. And the Rashba says it's dead wrong. The Rashba says it's dead wrong. That you do not have to give him back the Bailam with the cash. It's mine, Legamri. And the Rashba says the Ravid's dead wrong. How do you know he's dead wrong? From where? From our very own Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? that if you weren't Kona the Gamri, then how are you Yotze with the Arba Minim? Obviously, we're talking about a situation that has to be Lachem. So you're Kona the Gamri. So the Rashba says the Rive is wrong from our very own Gemara. The whole point was to set up a Yehush and Shin Rishus that it becomes mine, Lagamri, that the Jewish merchants could be Yotze. So how could the Rive say such a thing? So the Chassam Sofer writes, please get this. Chassam Sofer writes to save the Ravid, that we are talking about a what? In our Gemara, a Jewish owner, a Jewish landowner, started with a Yid. And the Yid is fine with another Yid being Yotze with the mitzvah. It's like Nichalei Lavodeh B'Mamoneh. And therefore what? It's like he's what? It's like he gives them over the whole thing. This is what the Chassam Sofer saves for what? This is what the Chassam Sofer wants to save the Ravid. But that's very difficult. I'll tell you why. Because the whole thing is up gefreg. What do I mean the whole thing is up gefreg? Because the Gedulei Truma said, I cannot believe how the Rashba misunderstood the Ravid. What did the Ravid mean? What did the Ravid mean? Please get this out. The Ravid meant as follows. The Ravid never meant I have to relinquish the item. What must I do though? What Yosef can demand from me back is cash. But he never could demand the item. The Ravid never meant that I have to relinquish the item. All the Ravid meant is I have to pay him the cash to keep the item. But I do not have to relinquish the item.
But you would have to pay double for it.
What'd you say? I'll take Dovi to a Din Torah. I'll take Dovi to a Din Torah and get my money back. No problem. Okay? But that, the Ravid never meant once that I can keep the item. The Ravid meant that he could keep the item. I just got to give him cash. Don't tell me that the Rashba misunderstood the Ravid, says the Gedulei Truma. The Rashba misunderstood the Ravid. Rashba says, oh, Lomaisa, he can what? He can keep the item. The Ravid never meant to say he can't keep the item. Of course he keep the item. What the Ravid meant to say is that what, he can demand cash. And you know what the Rashba says to that? No, he can't. He cannot demand cash at all. Rashba says he cannot demand cash, halacha Lomaisa, at all.
Okay?
That's the way it's presented, Lomaisa, in the tour. Seems the same. That's what it's presented. That's the way. That's the way the Rashba framed it like that. I looked up the tour. I don't remember if the tour says exactly like the Gedulei Truma. You got to look up. Look it up again. Whether it's presented like. But that's the bottom line. It's very hard to imagine that that's what the Ravid meant. That if I have a Yesh and Shinur, it's just I can't keep my item. I mean, that's the Gemara. That's our whole Gemara here. Yes, Adam.
How did the Chassam Sofer save the Ravid?
The Chassam Sofer saved the Ravid. Assuming that's the correct shot in the Ravid, what he says is the following. The whole point of this Gemara is that it's a Jewish landowner. The Jewish landowner has no problem if another Yid, even though there's a goy in the middle that stole it, if another Yid is Yotze Hadassim, Arbamin with his stuff, it's fine. It's like he's being Malkus, it's like he gives it to him as a Matan. So that's, there's no Ravid. It's not against the Gemara. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in. It's a Jewish owned thing, so therefore, you have to say, Lomaisa, that's why he's Yotze. That's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Anna, because that's a little bit difficult in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem to say that, right? The Gemara says, Yehush Shin Rishus, you know? Doesn't say because you gave it to him as a matana. You know what I mean? It's a little bit difficult if you think about it. Sean, I'm glad he asked that. Okay, that answers maybe, number one.
Maybe that's why it's Daka, why it had to be Israel's land.
Right, because you want to make it a scenario, though. Okay, you're right, that could be, but then it already puts in the question the whole point of Yesh and Shin Rishus. Just say he gave it to him as a matana. You know what I mean? So you don't have to, you know, you were trying to develop rules of Kinyan Exela, this whole Gemara. Shinu Maisa, Shinu Shame. It's hard to imagine that, you know, that was the pshat. Okay. Because if that's really the case, then it's not really Gezela anymore. It's just kind of like it was a matana. So it's a matana, it's Nichalei. Okay. That answers number one. You know that you know, as long as you mention that, all right, we'll keep that as a kasha for tomorrow. Another shaila. We had all shaila about the nichalei nishbamon. It's another thing. So we'll do that question tomorrow. We'll leave that. Okay, the answer is number what?
13, 14.
Let's go, guys. Okay, let's go. We were wondering. I was wondering. I couldn't find. I thought it was a Taisa Baba Kama. I forgot we did the Taisa right here. Why Tosus brings up? Why does the Gemara ignore? When it comes to Shinui Maisa, why can't the actual cutting of the Hadassim off the ground be called a Shinui Maisa? The Gemara neglects that, leaves it out. He says, why? That's a Shinui Maisa. What do you have to come out and say when you put an egget together? Ein lecha Shinui Maisa gedol mizu when you do the geziza, the cutting. It's a great kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha. Okay? Tosis asked this kasha. So, let's give the whole halach. Let's get this, please. What's the answer to that? Why is the actual cutting not considered to be the shinui maisa? So, Tosis says the following. Okay? Tosis says, I'll tell you why. Because before you cut it, it's called an asa. And after you cut it, it's called a what?
An asa.
Excellent. You cut a palm tree down, the Gemara says above a kami, you cut it, it's still called a palm tree. It's much, much worse than what? It's much, much worse than what? Than stealing a behemoth and weakening the behemoth, because that's irretrievable. You cannot retrieve the weakening, it's going to be permanent weak. Okay? So, but this, Tosa says, the etzem geziza, is not considered to be a shinui maisa because it's retrievable. Because it's not considered to be a shinui shame. It's not a shinui shame at all. Because why? Because it didn't do anything. What do you see from this Tosis? Izzy, what do you see from this Tosis? That a shinui maisa that does not have a shinui shame is not a shinui maisa. Shinui maisa must carry with it a shinui shame in order for it to be what? In order for it to be considered to be what? Considered to be a shinui maisa. Its name doesn't change. So therefore it's not considered to be anything. Okay? It's not like something that is considered to be a shinui. It's considered a shinui. Afli shtonash. What are the only two examples that we said a shinui maisa works without a shinui shame? Actually, we want to say more examples. Remember we said that? A behema that you weaken. Steel behema you weaken. That's a shinui on the chefsa, says the Aruch Haner. Yes? What happens? What's another example? What's another example that he gave? Nu? Gazel behema v'ichisha v'iskina. You stole a behema and it got older, right? That's a shinui maisa in the object, right? In the object itself. So, and then he gave three other examples, right? With a wool, and you whiten it. What else? You smooth the rocks, and what else? With the wood. You smooth out the wood. Those are all examples we want to say, if the shinui maisa is in the chefsa, then it's good, even though the shinui shem does not go along with it. I want you to get that, please. Shinui maisa that is in the chefsa can be good even without a shinui shem does not go along with it. But normally a standard shinui shem needs a standard shinui maisa needs a shinui shem to go along with it. So when you cut off the thing, that's not considered to be enough of a in the chefsa because it's still called an asa, and therefore it's called an asa before and after. So afterwards, not a problem. But we had a kash on this. What was the kash that Aruch Haner asked on this? You remember? What did the Gemara say in the end of the day, Donnie? What did the Gemara say? Originally it's called Oshana. What's Oshana? Meaning it's Hadassah. It's of the Arba Minim. Originally it's called Arba Minim, and then it's called Oshana, and it's called Oshana. What do you mean? Tosa says first it's called a Hasa, and then it's called an Asa. Which is it? Oshana means Arba Minim. It's a Bam Kasha, Aruch Haner asked. It's either called one or the other, no? So he said an amazing answer. He said it's called both. Those that call it an asa when it's mechuber, they call it asa when it's talish. Those that call it oshana when it's talish and called mechuber. So no matter how you slice it, it's never a shinui shame. You got it? It's never a shinui shame. That's what the Aruch Haner says. Please get that home hour. Beautiful answer. Okay. That answer's number what? 14. Guys, let's go. 15. It's late already. Okay, 15. How is there a havamina that Geziza can be considered to be a shinui? How could you even have a havamina that Geziza is considered to be a shinui? How do you have a havamina that Gizu is a shinui? Let's get it down. Why do I say that? Because when does shinui come into play normally? After you steal something, then you do a shinui. Here you're doing the shinui before you're actually stealing.
Well, the shinui is that.
Oh, so that's the answer of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says that the gezel and the shinui come at the same time. Boim ke'achad. So if they come at the same time, therefore what we can entertain a havamina that gezeiza is considered to be a kinyan. Chazonish argues and says, at the time of the ketzitza, you hold in one hand so you can make a kinyan. One hand you do the cutting, and the other hand you do a what, Jacob? One hand you do the cutting, and the other hand you do a kinyan. That's how the Chazonish answers it. That conceptually it comes together. Git tevionim boin kechem. Rabbi Chanan points out, just like we said yesterday, and have a k'naini. How can Meshachar have a k'naini? Git tevionim boin kechem. Whatever you give him is yours. Masa k'naini v'k'narabba. Git tevionim boin kechem. Donnie, you with me? Come on. Git tevionim boin kechem. And therefore, that's the same shot here. At the same time that what? At the same time, what? Donnie. At the same time you do a shinur shush, you become a gazer. Happens at the same time. Or you say the pshat is that you cut it with one hand and the other hand you do a kinyanon. Okay, that answers number one. But at the end of the day, what do we say? Is it considered to be a kinyan or not, Adam? No, it's not. Why? Because mikara asa, and now it's called an asa. Any shinui maisa that's unincorporated with a shinui hashem is not a shinui maisa. Unless it's what? Unless it's in the chefsa. Correct? All right. It's interesting, that thing that it gets older, you don't really do it. I was thinking about that now. It happens on its own. Donnie, come on, let's get this. Shinui maisa happens on its own. It gets older on its own. It's not like you did a maisa. Okay. You hear what I'm saying?
Maybe that was the feeling between the last three cases that this was...
No, two of the three are doing a maisa. You're chiseling the stone.
Right. Whereas, unlike the behemoth where you're...
No, but the first case you are, you cause it to weaken irretrievable. Like, you hit it so much, it never's going to get better. That case where... Or it could also be a case where it got sick, maybe, but it's also a case where you hit it. You made it irretrievable weakness. It'll never be the same. Okay? All right, you got this? All right. Donnie, you got this? Talking about the behemoth that has kikesh lohad, reminded me, we're so behind, guys. Let's go. But remind me the story. You guys don't even know him. Lamaisi, you guys are too young. Lamaisi, who is the greatest catcher ever played baseball? Johnny Bench. Dr. Drazi, you'll agree with me. Oh, come on. He doesn't come close to Piazza. It doesn't come close to Bench. Roy Campanella, okay. I beg to differ, Dr. Drazi. I'll go with Bench. But Johnny Bench, a lot of people don't know, when he was a rookie, they found a tumor in his chest. A lot of people don't know this. They found a tumor in his chest, and the operation had never been done in the history of the world. He was the first guy it was done on, and I heard an interview from him on the radio. He said he never was the same. Imagine if he would never would have had that. He'd hit 700 homers. Greatest defensive and offensive. So he never was the same. He said he never was the same after that. He's always slower, he said. He was the best catcher ever played baseball. Okay, lob the level goals. Let's go. That's number what? Number, that was 15. Let's go 16. What's the chiddush? What's the wondrous chiddush of the Ritva? Legabi lechachila ubidiyevit. You got to get this. Legabi mitzvah diraisa. Asterisk. Okay. What does the Gemara say? Dani and daf yiral from a base. Reb Yudah says you need an eged. The Chum say you don't need an eged. When Reb Yudah says you need an eged, what does an eged mean? Based on hit or mitzvah. What happens if you don't do hit or mitzvah? You are still what? You are still Yotzeh. Okay? So the Gemara has the following line. You got to get this Ritva as a collector's item. The Ritva says, Hiddur mitzvah must be midrabanan. Because if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it doesn't make a difference whether it's l'chachil or b'diavid. You get the same points of Shammai from Hashem. The whole notion of l'chachil or b'diavid is a mitzvah midrabanan. Do you get 15 points or 10 points? 15 or 12. But if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, there is no concept l'chachil or b'diavid. And that's what the Gemara means in Sukkah. We did it inside. On Yerah from the base. V'im Rabbanan, my mitzvah? If there's no mitzvah, Lamais, there's no mitzvah, Log l'chachila, must be the what? Must be it's the Rabbanan. Because Hiddur mitzvah he claimed was the Rabbanan. Because a mitzvah the Yerah, there's no concept of l'chachila b'diavid. You have to know that Ritva. The Lashon, the Habakol d'Yerah, lo shani la bein l'chachila u'b'diavid. Okay. That's number what? 16. 17. Tosas and Nida, we said, is Rav Shechter Shlitz, one of favorite Tosas and Chas. Samach Vavim and Beis, Tosas writes the following. There's no concept of Chachila B'dievet by a matter, by a woman going to the mikveh. Either it's good or it's not good. Shchita, according to many Shitas, is a matter. It's either a good Shchita or not a good Shchita. According to certain Shitas, Chalitza, but we said that was difficult. Most Rishonim say Chalitza is a mitzvah. But a matter, there's no concept of l'chachila b'diavad. But a mitzvah d'oraisa, there is. Hashem will give you 20 points if you do a mitzvah l'chachila. He'll give you 15 points if you do a b'diavad. So the Tais and Nida argues on this ritva and says by mitzvah d'oraisa, there are concepts of l'chachila b'diavad. Please get that. And therefore, according to that, we said hit or mitzvah might be midi'oraisa. You don't have to say hit or mitzvah d'rabban. Very important. Remember we point out that one of the rayas of the great Rishonim, the chalitza is a mitzvah. Because there are many dinim in Uchas Chalitza on l'chachila b'diavad. If there's a din l'chachila b'diavad, obviously it shows it's a mitzvah, not a matter, right? If you have an 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman, they're not interested in having kids, should they do a chalitza? His brother died without any kids. If you don't do yibum nowadays, do a chalitza. She doesn't want to get married, she could care less. But if you hold it's a matter, fine. Don't do anything. If it's a mitzvah, you still got to do it. And we encourage them to do it. It's a raya that it's a mitzvah. There are many dinim lechachilu b'diavad show it's a mitzvah. Yes, Yehuda, real quick.
Could it be? I don't know, how this would affect it, but could it be that since by chalitza, there's already a little bit of a kinyan between the man and woman, that's why they would have to do.
No. It doesn't depend on that. It's some Rishonim say it's a matter. Some say it's a mitzvah. It doesn't depend on that. You could say it's a matter. If they're not interested, maybe they don't have to do it. We all assume not that it's a mitzvah. It's a good kasha, but it's not totally in that. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number 17, 18. What do we say on Shinu Hashem Shechozel Libriyoso? Please get it. Donnie. Let's get this. You got me? What do we say about Shinu Hashem Shechozel Libriyoso? Give the whole Mahalach. So the Gemara, when we did the whole Gemara outside, brought up Shinu Maisa, yes? What did the Gemara answer? Shechozel Libriyoso. What did the Gemara say? Shinu Hashem. What's the Gemara's answer? It's not a Shinu Hashem because it's a call to Hoshana. It's always called Hoshana. Why did the Gemara say the Shinu Hashem is Chozal B'Yasa? That's what Toysus asks. Please get it. Why does the Gemara not bring it up? That's Toysus Kasha. Dimaskav Liknuya. Great Kasha. Okay. So Toysus gives the following answers. Please get it. Number one, our Gemara is going like Rav Yosef, who holds that a Shinu Hashem, that a Chozal B'Yasa is Kona. Is Kona. Rav Yosef and Baba Kama. It's a little bit shvir to say that because why is Gemara asking Kasha on from Rav Yosef on Rav Huna? They're both Amoroi. Okay, it's a Ksatz Kasha. That's what the Aruch Leiner points out. But that's the first answer of Tysus. Second answer of Tysus. Number two. I don't want to box this Gemara into Rav Yosef, so what do I say? Anytime there's a Shinu Hashem with a Shinu Imaisa, then what's the din? Anytime there's a Shinu Hashem, even though it's Chozal L'Briyaso, but it has a Shinu Imaisa, what's the din? It's good. Please get it. Shinu Hashem with the Shinu Imaisa, even though the Shinu Hashem is Chozal L'Briyaso, but it's assisted by the Shinu Imaisa, it's good. And that's this case, it's a Shinu Imaisa. That's the second Teretz of Tysus. Then Tysus gives a third Teretz. What's the third Teretz? Says an amazing thing. He says, Shinu Hashem with Yeyush is Kona, even though it's what? Chozal L'Briyaso. But Shinu Imaisa with Yeyush is what? Is not Kona if it's Chozal L'Briyaso. So it's a little bit, it's very interesting, those two and third Teretz. Why do we say it's very interesting? Because the second Teretz, Shinu Hashem is Chozal L'Briyaso, is assisted by a Shinu Imaisa, yes? That is also Chozal L'Briyaso. You follow me? That tips the scale that a Shinu Hashem is good. What's the other Teretz? Shinu Hashem on its own is good with Yeyush, even though it's Chozal L'Briyaso. Shinu Imaisa with Yeyush, even though if it's Chozal L'Briyaso, it's not good. Okay? All right, very good. You know, when we said this whole shtickle, we point out the Ritva. What did the Ritva say in the end of the day? What did the Ritva say in the end of the day to that Kasha? This is all part of the Mahalach. He said, In a Hanami. The Gemara could have asked it. But the Gemara was driven to say it's not an issue of Shinu Hashem. The Gemara could have said it's a Shinu Hashem, Chozal L'Briyaso is not good. But the Gemara wanted to say it's not even a Shinu Hashem from the beginning. Alpi Alibet Emes. That's what the Ritva says. Ritva says, Alibet Emes, I want you to know this is not a Shinu Hashem at all. You got that? Get that down. That's part of this whole Mahalach. He said that in a Hanami the Gemara could have said it. But the Gemara was driven to say Alibet Emes, this is not an institution of Shinu Hashem. So I don't have to say Shinu Hashem, Chozal L'Briyaso, what's it did? It's not even a Shinu Hashem. That's what the Ritva point out. It's all part of this Mahalach. Please get it. That answers number what? 18, 19. What's Tosis Kasha, Legabe de Mishnah? Beautiful. I understand. Why is the Gemara asking on the Maisa, the story, with the Funa? Ask it directly on the Mishnah. What do you mean ask it directly on the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Izzy, what does the Mishnah say? Lulav HaGazel's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? I stole it, I did a Shinu Imaisa. It's mine now. No? Why does the Gemara directly ask on the Mishnah? Why does the Gemara only ask on the story? Tosfos asked this Kasha. It's a great Kasha. I do a Shinu Imaisa, Shinu Hashem. We'll do the Eged. You hear the Kasha? That's Tosfos' Kasha. What's Tosfos' answer? What's Tosfos' answer? Because I could establish the Mishnah talking about where you had a beautiful Arba Minim that was already assorted together. And I stole it from you after it was assorted. So there is no Shinu Hashem or Shinu Imaisa. It's all pre-prepared. You got me? It's all pre-prepared. Then obviously that's why I didn't ask it on the Mishnah. Because I can say the Mishnah's talking about, if we were writing our own article Mishnayos, we would say what? You can reach the Mishnah. Lulav HaGazal always thinks lulav, the individual lulav. No! Could be a pre-prepared lulav. Okay. That answers number 19:20. Tosis question, Yehuda, is why did the Gemara ask all these kashas of Shinu and Maisha Shinu Shem on the story of Rav Huna? Why didn't ask it directly on the Mishnah and say lulav HaGazal is kasher, not pasul? Because I made a kinyan on it. The answer is because the Mishnah could be talking about cases where it was already pre-assorted. It was already bound together. Yes, Matthew, very quickly.
Could we give another teretz that because even if you stole it already before and laws of kinyan, you had it on day one, you can't use it because of the pasuk, l'chan l'shalchan.
What do you mean? I did a shinui.
No, but it's still not yours. I thought we said that's the whole thing, that you can't use it on the first day, even if you make kinyan on it, because l'chan l'shalchan.
But if I make a kinyan on it, it becomes mine. You're asking good. You drive. You're asking good. The kinyan makes it yours, so it would be lachem. That's why we must say this answer. Very good, Kasha. I'm proud of you. Very good. That answers number what? Let's go. 90. Guys, let's go. Avram, 20. Number 20. Let's go. Bechin is Monday morning, 9:30. Okay? Next Monday, because we have to still finish. I want you guys, I know you have some interest, but focus on the learning. Ask me Kasha tonight. You can call me. I want you to know Chafhei, Chavav, and the first three block, Lulav goes a chlor. Izzy, you follow me? Forget about the pre-med. You got it? I mean, it helps. What do you take, chemistry or argo? Chemistry. It helps. Remember what I told you? I never saw a guy do what? Do bad in secular studies because he did good in shir. Never. I've never seen it, Yonatan. I'm not a Kabbalah. Okay, let's go. 20. What's the machlokes between the Orchos? I made a mistake here. I fixed it. Orchos Chaim. Please fix it. It was a Rishon. I wrote Or Chaim. It's wrong. Orchos Chaim. What's the machlokes between the Orchos Chaim and the Rabbanan that got a mitzvah above Bavera bottom Sheni? Please get it. I brought by Mr. Brurin. It's very interesting. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, is mitzvah above Bavera continued to a new guy? The Orchos Chaim says it does not. The Orchos Chaim says it simply does not. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? And the Magen Avraham quotes the Ramban, and Muhammad says it does. It does continue, even by the new guy. Okay? Now, as I was telling you, I think it's standardly, I think Rav Shechter Shlita says in the name of the Rav, that once Yehosh and Shin Rosh Hashanah is done, everyone agrees it doesn't continue. Mitzvah Baba Vera. But I pointed out Rishonim that seemed to say not that way. It seemed to say it will continue. If you all like the Ramban, it seems to be, in other Rishonim, it seems to be it will continue. But I want you to know this Machlaikis. Does mitzvah avera apply to the next guy who didn't do the avera? Does it continue on a new guy or not? Orchos Chaim says it does not. That's quoted here in the what? It's quoted here in the Mechaber, the Feirish. The Mechaber says, L'nifso l'gaz l'ganif l'gaz atzmo, aval acherim kosher. Comes along the Mishabura, sifkot and what? Zayin, sifkot and ches, says, B'shem the Rabban, no way. It's a problem, it continues. Question is, how far does it continue? The Rav said, once you have Yehosh Shin Rosh Hashanah, it never continues. I point out other Rishonim that seem to say that it does. Okay? That answers number 20. Now, we said if it continues, it's a din in the Chefsa. Yes? If it stops, it's obviously a din in the Gavra. Yeah? Because the Gavra is not the guy who stole it, right? It's in the Chefsa, it can continue. Who cares which guy it is? That's 20. 21. What's the Chiddush Nifl of the Ritva? The Gavra Shin Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I said I heard Rav Shaya Greenwald Shlita, the great Gaon. He's a Rabbi in Yisrael Leiv. You heard of the Yeshiva Yisrael Leiv? Very fine Yeshiva. So Rav Gaon, Rav Shaya Greenwald, was in the Koil here many years. A great, great Talmud in the Yeshiva. Great Gaon, Mamish. He came to the shul last year, I believe he spoke Shalashita, said a shir about mitzvah, Baba Vera. He quoted this Ritva. I want you guys to know this Ritva. Collector's item. I was telling Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita, this Chiddush of the Ritva. It's not so well known. He says it in two places. The Ritva says on a Chav Tesim and Beis, he says on a Laman and Beis. He writes the following. Yeush and Shin Rishus, we normally think Shin Rishus is by the third party. Haven't we said that all along? He wants to say a stunning Chiddush. He says, Yeush, you know what Shin Rishus is? When you devote this lulav to it to be a mitzvah for Hashem, a makdish it l'mitzvah. That's what he calls it. He calls it makdish l'mitzvah. So if I steal it directly from Yosef, let's say he was Miyayish, doesn't Shin Rosh Hashanah need to be by a third party like Dovi or Matthew? No, says the Ritva. I can come up with a Shin Rosh Hashanah that if I take this lulav and I want to shake it for Hashem, it's like a makdashit le mitzvah, and it's a Shin Rosh Hashanah, a spiritual Shin Rosh Hashanah. which has a practical halakhic reality. And therefore, it's called a Yezhin Shin Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Ritva wants to say. Amazing Chiddush. He says the mitzvah is Messiah, and therefore you will say mitzvah baba aveira in such a case. Halacha l'maisim. Because, shuv, it's not going to be a halacha l'maisim. So it wasn't in such a case. I do the Yezhin Shin Rosh Hashanah. If you do Yezhin Shin Rosh Hashanah in the standard way, then halacha l'maisim, okay. Then you're not going to say mitzvah baba aveira, like you said, Donnie, because I'm Konit. In a standard way, Dovi gets it. Yezhin Shin Rosh Hashanah is Konit. I can't say mitzvah baba aveira after that. All right? But I'm saying if the Shin Rosh Hashanah enables me to do the mitzvah, namely, Yehush plus Shin Rosh Hashanah, the spirituality thing, and I'm hektish makdish le mitzvah, then lemais, that's mitzvah baba aveira. So that allows you to say mitzvah baba aveira because the aveira is enabling you to do the mitzvah. But the stunning chiddush, the Ritva, he comes up with this like fictitious type of Shin Rosh Hashanah. I shouldn't say it is fictitious in a way, it's not a reality. It's a halakhic reality, but it's not a mitzvah's reality. It's a Shin Rosh Hashanah because I made it into a mitzvah. If I make it into a mitzvah, then that's called a chalais. Yehush Shin Rosh Hashanah. Please get that Ritva. And therefore, the Ritva's opinion is like who? Gens Rabbeinu Tam. That you can't say mitzvah b'aveira after the kinyan. But here you can say mitzvah b'aveira because it actually allows you. So if I steal it straight up from Yosef, and I do a Yehush, and I do a Shin Rosh Hashanah devoted to mitzvah, then I'm say mitzvah b'aveira, I'm not Yosef. Yes, Adam.
Then why do we have to be kosheish about the mochrim of the lulav? They're not Jewish.
No, because in that case it'll be Yehush and Shinu Rishus, and then I don't say mitzvah b'aveira after that. That's why you want to have that scenario. You want to develop a scenario where there's Yehush and Shinu Rishus, and then you don't say mitzvah b'aveira after that, because you were konin. But if I'm konin in one shot, then you have a problem.
But if it's the Jewish people, the Jewish merchants, they pick them themselves, and then they're mocked to mitzvah, then isn't that okay?
No, but that'll be called mitzvah b'aveira, then they won't be yotze. They themselves won't be yotze, so you need the goyim to do it. Neither going to cut it off, and then by us it'll be Yesh and Shin Rosh Hashanah. But if the Jews themselves do it, that'll be a mitzvah baba aveira.
So what's the Ritva saying?
The Ritva says that I can mitzvah baba aveira is said when I'm konit the object with kinyan gzeilah. I'm konit with kinyan gzeilah with Yesh and Shin Rosh Hashanah, even though it's still by me because I devoted it for a mitzvah. Remember,
and mitzvah baba aveira still applies then.
Yes, it applies right then because the mitzvah allows me to do the aveira allows me to do the mitzvah. Remember, that's the reshita, right? The Rebbeinu Tam says it can continue after the kinyanim. No, the Rebbeinu says it's over said when you make the kinyan. So that's the stunning chiddush the Ritva. Okay, tomorrow we pick it up as Hashem, Vayter. What number are we up to?
22.
Okay, we got a lot to do. Please give up Chazaro, Stav, and Mincha. We also got so much to do with Pesach too as well. Okay, what's the daf for the oven? Avram.